Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're so excited that our upcoming online yoga teacher training is happening soon. Oh, I just have all the feels for our current graduates and seeing them already teaching in the world with these newfound skills and these certifications. You know, we've got Joe over in the UK, we've got Sue in Brisbane, and I know that we have so many more planning to take this certification and add it to their lives. If yoga teacher training is something you've been looking to do, I would highly recommend joining our waitlist, which I've added the link in the show notes, just so you can learn a little bit more. The great thing is it is 100% online, but with our experience with 10 years in online business, we know how to make it feel really connected. So it's not just any online program. You get really deep connection to the other cohort members and also to us. And I just can't wait to take another group of amazing people through the 16 weeks and to just watch their paths unfold. All right, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to episode 397. I mean, we can't really believe that this has turned into a three-part series. Dare I say it could be four, but who knows where the journey will take us. But if you haven't listened to part one and part two, they are the episodes just prior to this one, and we are telling you our business story, our business journey from the very beginning. So I would highly recommend jump into those just so you can get really excited and understand exactly where we've come from and how we've ended up here and where we are. Is smack bang 2018. The first Merrybody program is about to launch and it's really exciting. Now,
yeah.
I want to take a few steps back, a little few steps back just to tell you about how we came up with the idea for Merrybody and why we knew in our bones that it was something that we had to do and had to share with others.
We'd found our bliss again. And so we knew that this was something, you know, from past experience, you know, follow this, follow the spark. And I think like this is a reminder that your bliss can change. And just because you start with one thing doesn't mean it's a failure if you pivot, if you change directions. And that is what we did. We changed the direction. We changed the focus. And it was the best thing we did. Mm. And, you know, we were trying to formulate this program or this thing. And we were kind of like putting so much into it. We were making it so big. We were like, we're going to get experts. We're going to do this. It's going to be massive. And then we really decided to just strip it back and make it quite simple. You know, sign up for our challenge, or we called it a program. It was it 4 weeks? It was four mm-hmm. weeks. And it was like every week you get two classes. And you just focus on doing those two classes. And then throughout the week, we'll talk, we'll connect. We'll talk about why exercise and why Pilates and yoga is amazing, and you'll feel really supported on this journey. I also want to remind you or remind myself that, you know, we'd never filmed ourselves before. Like I think Snapchat had started and maybe had stories started. No, Instagram stories wasn't a thing. So we were not.
I think Facebook Live was a thing.
Yeah, maybe that was a thing. And I mean, we'd done interviews, you know, not Zoom back then, but whatever we were using, it was like we were doing live camera interviews, but nothing like presenting to a camera. I'd never done that before. And I was really not excited by the idea and I was very nervous. But, you know, Carla gave me the gentle nudge, maybe not so gentle, but we did it and we figured it out. And to this day, we still work with the same videographer, Kim, amazing Kim. He had no idea what he was doing really because he'd never filmed fitness people before. He'd done a lot of like cooking shows. He'd done like news segments in the Philippines. He'd done lots of other stuff, but fitness was a whole other world. So he was figuring it out as well. So it was kind of this magical time where we all had no idea what we were doing, but we like knew we wanted to create something special.
Mm.
And you go now.
Well, I just wanted to add in here with like the idea of Marybody, because not only was it our bliss, but we just felt like it was a really important message to share, and still to this day, because we had combined, you know, the movement aspects of yoga and Pilates with the mindset work of self-acceptance and self-acceptance.
Was that a thing back then, though? Were we really doing it? Were we doing it with the first ones?
I believe so. Move Your Body, Find Your Joy. Was that not?
Yeah, I think it was more the joy. I don't know. Was self-acceptance, I mean, if someone did our first program, you tell us.
Can someone tell us, was this a thing in Marybody 1?
I just wonder. I think it was a small part of it, but then we really amplified it.
Did it evolve into it?
I think it was there in a small seedling.
Yes.
I can't remember now. I think it was more about joy.
Makes sense. And then perhaps when we moved to the app, to the membership, yeah, that's when that we changed perhaps the ending. Because we remember we changed the ending.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go back. Let's not talk about the membership yet, because I want to tell you that. So we created this first 4-week program. It was very successful. Again, over 300 people joined and we had post-its. Like we wrote everyone's name on a post-it and I remember putting them on our wall, and that was really, really just so exciting. And we thought, well, this has worked. Let's do it again with some new classes. And so we did. And then Marybody 2 happened. And then we're like, well, let's do it again. So then Marybody 3 happened and that was great. And we looked back on these three and looked at who had joined. And we realized that 50% of the people who joined the third one had also joined the first one and had also joined the second one. And so without us really realizing it, we had created a membership. And what a great also proof of concept for our own joy levels, doing a program 3 times just to check that we actually enjoy making this kind of stuff before you jump into a membership. That's a really good thing, because a membership takes commitment. A membership takes time, and you really are going to want to enjoy the content that you're promising to your members. Because if you don't, then good luck. You're going to have a Merrymaker Club where you do it once and you hate it and then you close it down. So we were already aware that that is a possibility. We didn't want to jump straight into a membership, and that's why we decided to run the program 3 times and then to see ourselves enjoy the process was enough for us to think, okay, let's give this a go. And so we launched that we had OG members, correct?
Yes, foundation members.
Foundation members.
We launched it to the people who had participated in the Marybody programs. So we launched it prior to it being available. It was like, you know, be an early adopter. And this kind of funded the creation of the membership, which was really cool. I mean, it's so crazy to think. I feel like it took us so long to build that. I mean, like you were learning a membership, you were learning how to build a membership, and like it felt like it was like we were waiting for a long time, but we probably weren't.
It was only, I think it was about 3 months, but I think because it was me doing the same thing again and again, and I was doing something new that I had never built before, learning a new software, piecing it all together. And you know, we had 36, what's 8 times 3? 24. So we started with 24 classes the membership. And I remember creating all of those pages and thinking, oh my God, I have to create 24. Like that is a lot. But we did. We built it. And then I think it opened in March. Oh, I know it opened in March 2019. So
yes.
The 7th of March, I believe, is the Merry Body birthday. The 7th of March, 2019. And it opened to our foundation members. And we launched it on the day. And we were so excited. And again, Rach, like, look at Rach taking us out for lunch on launch day. And we'd sold six members on new ones. And God, I tell you what, there's a bit of disappointment for you.
Oh, we were so sad. We were like, you know, I think it because it was this thing we were working on for months and months, 3 months. I mean, it probably isn't a long time really in the grand scheme of things. However, for us, because we were used to pre-launching and we were used to doing things a little bit differently, so we'd put so much energy into it and we just were expecting a different result. More than six or seven, but I think we ended the day with maybe seven new members to add to our original foundation members. So we were like, oh my gosh, we failed. It's a big failure. We've put all our time and energy into this and it's not working. However, you know, as you know, a launch isn't just one email.
No.
You know, after multiple launches, people need a little bit more information. They need those perhaps eight touch points or even more maybe. So it was just kind of like this big aha moment of just keep going. And, you know, that stuck with us. Like if you ever feel disappointed in business, like as we've said before, failure is when you give up. Failure is when you stop. You just have to keep going, even if it's a tiny baby step.
Absolutely.
So we just kept going. We just kept going. And then I think the launch ended up being pretty damn good.
Yeah. And I think I remember also Rach saying to us at that point in time, like, you know, and I think we've said this to so many people who have since launched memberships. She said to us, well, now the work begins. Like,
yes.
And at that point, I thought, surely not, because I'm exhausted. Like, I've spent all this time building it. Like, no. And then that is, it's absolutely true. Like,
marketing.
If you are planning to build a MRR business, so something where you get, you know, a membership where someone is paying you monthly for something, whether it's a service or whether it's a physical product even, there is so much work involved. It is not just about them signing up and like, we're done. Like there's so much involved. So,
well, I mean, like people are giving their money to you. You need to deliver, you need to help them. You need to solve their problem. You need to create amazing products or services. And that involves a lot of energy, heart, soul,
blood,
investment.
Sweat.
Yeah, blood and sweat, tears and joy and laughter. Like, you know, you put your almighty effort into it and, you know, that's what we've done since that day.
Yes.
And look at us. We're still going strong however many years later. Like, what? Where are we in again? 2019? How many years?
So this is the fifth year of the Merry Body membership or the fourth?
I think it's the fifth.
19, 20, 21. 20. Oh, this is our fifth year. Yes. So we're in our fifth year.
Yeah.
So, and like, I feel like I'm still learning every day. I'm still so excited about making updates, making it better, making it more amazing for our members. Like that is like my core focus. But let's go back to 2019. The membership lived on the desktop. So it was a website where people could log in. Obviously they could log into their phone as well, but it wasn't a good enough experience for our members. So our app friend, Jared re-enters. He enters the door and he knocks and he tells us, he just messaged us on Facebook and he says, you guys need an app. And so handy, Jared has an app building business. So he helps us build an app. Great. The first app was born. Now, the first app, if you are a member from way back when, you'll remember it. It looks a lot different to what it does now. It was really simple. It had the latest class on the front page. It had, I think, like most popular class underneath that, like just two classes on the front page. Then on the bottom menu, you had a weekly plan. So you press that and it had these like giant images of the week and you just like would scroll down. And that was pretty much it. It had like your done list, like you could mark things complete and that kind of thing. But there wasn't much to it. So after about that was 2019, about a year had passed where we had the old app, Jared said, your app needs more. And, you know, this template that you're using can't offer it. You need to build a custom app.
And we were like,
what?
Oh, Jared. Yeah, and, you know, this is the whole thing about Jared. He pushes us, and it's always good to have someone who pushes you and, like, sees the potential that even you don't see. And that's because, you know, people have different skill sets. So, like, he knew a lot more about tech and, you know, apps, obviously, than us. We had no idea. We didn't even think it would be possible to do something like what we ended up doing. And perhaps Carla will say, like, don't do it. Because she really took on this project as the project manager, working with the whole dev team, development team, and Jared, closely with Jared. He kind of coached you all through it. And, you know, he's always there to help us when we need something, you know, something that we don't know about. He's there and will always tell us or coach us how to do it. So yeah, we're very lucky.
So, so grateful for Jared. But yeah, if you can imagine, like, someone telling you, like, you need to do this, and pretty much speaking to you in a different language of messages of, like, this is how you do it, and then you having to translate it yourself and understand, like, what does he mean? Because, like, I'm also under, which I shouldn't be, I'm probably less like this now, but back then with Jared, I didn't want to ask too many questions because I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, take your time too much. I don't want to seem annoying. And then I actually told him that, and he's like, can you please ask me all the questions? Like, you're not annoying at all. But I really felt like I was a burden. Like, I was like, oh, I'm annoying. I'm asking all these dumb questions. And so that's a lesson for me as well. Like, no, he actually wanted to help us. So I ask him all the questions now. And then sometimes he's like, Google it, Carla. Like, that's a Googleable question. And I'm like, oops, yeah, you're right. So building that app was really, really difficult. In a nutshell, basically what we did was, like, we mocked up every single page, what we thought we wanted it to look like, and then had to be custom designed. And then it got built with a development team. And that included, like, lots of custom built endpoints and all these words that if you don't do apps, you have no idea what they mean. You don't really need to know about it. But what it meant was that we could have really big ideas for our app and we could make it happen. And that was really exciting. And we didn't need to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to make it happen, which is what an app can cost when you are custom building it. So it was such an exciting thing, and it really up-leveled Merrybody. I tell you what.
But before we launched it, like, let's just talk about the thing that happened. That whole COVID happened, I think, because we didn't launch that until 2020. That app was launched in 2020, but I think you were working on it still. Working on it still during COVID? I can't remember.
Of course. So
exactly.
COVID for us was the big moment, was March 2020. They were the first lockdowns in Australia. That was when it all happened. And at that same time, I was still building the app. Yes. So it was still the old app. And, you know, on our timeline here with our notes, like, COVID-19 happened. Like, that is there. And we absolutely had a spike of members because no one could go to the gym anymore. No one could go to their yoga studio anymore. Everything was closed. And in hindsight, this is probably another moment of hindsight, like, we could have promoted way harder and done, like, maybe a lot more back then. But we actually felt, you know, we were in a moral, like, we were more thinking about it morally. Like, it's like, this doesn't feel right to just, like, take advantage of this worldwide crisis.
Yeah. I think as well, because we were on the Gold Coast and, you know, compared to, like, the rest of the world and compared to places like Melbourne, even Canberra, where our mum and dad were, there was far more lockdowns there. Like, I think in the end we only had like 2 or 3 weeks of lockdown, and then otherwise it was kind of like stuff was shut, but it felt like it was shut for a week, then the studios would be open. I mean, it was a pretty weird time. And yes, hindsight, I wish we had of been a bit more business focused and less morally, you know, I don't want to say less morally, because I don't think it actually was a bad thing to promote, because it was helping
people.
Exactly. So I think it was kind of like, I don't know, you know, when you kind of self-sabotage a little bit or you have that tall poppy syndrome, maybe you cut yourself down a bit. Like perhaps we were also feeling sad about, you know, we knew lots of instructors who were struggling in real life, and like friends, their studios were shut down. So it was kind of like we felt bad almost about our own success, which, you know, don't feel bad about your success, actually. Like, no, not at all. And so it was a very important lesson for us and a good one of self-reflection. So we won't do that again. However, it did give us a really big kind of like influx of new members, you know, members who have stayed, which is the cool thing. And even like Carla, you and me, like we were still doing studio classes. We were teaching and we were also attending studio classes. Once we were forced to do at-home workouts, I've never gone back now. And this has been a really big blessing because obviously when we experience our own product more, we can share about it more and relate more to our members and connect more on a deeper level, which is so important. So I'm really like grateful in that aspect because I'd love at-home yoga and Pilates.
Me too. Yeah. Like it made us love our product even more. And like that's such a big part of business. Like if you don't really love what you are creating or like have your own need for it, it can be hard to actually talk about it. In between all of that as well, we actually hired a team. So that was really exciting. So we had a VA before, but we had never really trained her properly. And she would do like the odd job and help us out in like some tasks that were really repetitive, but we didn't actually know the potential that hiring a great VA could bring to our business. So we actually hired a business manager. There was two of them, Amazing Kat and Amazing Tamsin, to help us kind of work out these processes. Because my big thing was like, I don't have time to teach someone what I need them to do and to teach them properly. That was like a really big block. So hiring Kat and Tamsin was like such a big, amazing thing for us. They then found the amazing Rose, who's still with us. And oh my gosh, like, can I just say, Rose, I know you're listening. Like, we love you so much. And we are so grateful for all your amazing work that you do. Gosh, you have, you've just allowed us to focus on really growing and also like things that we are able to, I guess, provide for our members even more now. Like before it was so, you were bogged down in admin tasks and things that needed to get done again and again and again, and we weren't able to actually give time to the more important things where we can, I guess, put our, what do they call it, zone of genius into play. So that was amazing. And they not only did we hire Amazing Rose, but she helped us build out all of our processes and SOPs. So now we have a massive database of every single task that is required in the business. So if someone was to come in and look at our big spreadsheet and think like, how do I create a new member? Like there is a process for that. And like you could go in and do that, which is so cool and so necessary, like such a game changer, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, like that was just amazing. That whole time was so exciting because it's like our whole business just like shifted gears. It like just went up like 10 levels. And that's a really good reminder. Like if you're in business, like the back end, the behind the scenes, it's important and it helps the front end. So if you have a more systemized processes, you know, if you focus on that, if you focus on creating the systems and the processes, it will really help. Mm-hmm. It's not all about what it looks like on the outside. It's not all about making all the money. It's about how it works. It's about you being able to step away and it still being able to operate. And, you know, we have all these systems in place where if we needed someone to, you know, get on board and train, they're all there. And it won't take up too much of our time because Rose has developed all the processes. I mean, yes, Rose, you're amazing. We love you.
We do.
Underline. So that was very, very much game changer, a period of game changer for us where it felt like, oh my gosh, like it kind of felt like we have a proper business now.
Yeah. And it felt like, oh my gosh, like I'm not like spending all my days like creating blog posts and like updating this and scheduling that. Like that was really what allowed me to build the app. Because before that, like I was doing, you know, so much of the operations. and you were doing more of the marketing, and there was just no room for anything. Like there was no room for anything. And so that was such an amazing positive thing. A little bit of a blip. We got distracted by our own personal stuff with NFTs and crypto. Oops. Like that was just a thing that happened, and maybe you too. But then afterwards, which was a really exciting thing, we hired our mum.
We did hire our mum. And, you know, this had been a goal from the get-go, right from the beginning. We were like, one day we're going to hire mum, because, you know, she had been working in a job that she didn't like, and we didn't like seeing her unhappy in that job. So it was a really big goal for us and a big celebration when we finally hired her. Yes. And, I mean, really she'd been working for us before, because, you know, and go back to the days of sending our book out and packing and anything physical, like she did that, and dad too. Like there's pictures of mum and dad when the books got delivered to their house, and 1,000 books you might think is not much.
3,000, Emma.
Oh, 3,000 books. Sorry. 3,000 books.
No, sorry. We got 5,000 of those books.
Did we?
Yes.
Are you sure?
We sold 1,000 in the pre-sale.
Oh, yeah, that's why I thought 1,000. Yeah, sending and packing 1,000 might not seem like a lot. It's a lot. And signing them as well.
I was going to say, especially when you ask them to be confettied and wrapped very beautifully. And, yeah, mum did all of
that.
We
can thank mum.
And dad as well with those palettes. Like the photos of them are really, really funny.
Yeah, they're very cute.
But let me just, like, pause for a moment. Like, without mum and dad, without them and their ongoing support, and I'm not talking like financially, like we weren't like the Jeff Bezoses and Taylor Swifts who got given $300,000 to start their businesses. No, that wasn't it. But what they did support us with is like never ending love, never ending belief, and never ending just like, you guys can do it. You're going to be okay. And like that is so valuable. Like that is so valuable. And they've always been such a big, you know, they keep us going, right? They keep us going.
Yeah. I mean, I think in times when it was really hard, they were always there for us to just remind us that you've got this. And even if they didn't really understand anything we were doing, they believed in us. and of course, now
you're going to do what on the internet?
Yes, we're going to do that. But of course, now mum knows a little bit more since she's working with us. So, you know, it's so fun to have her on board and part of it all. And it's, I mean, it's just wholesome, isn't it? It's a family-run business, but online.
Yeah, exactly. So also at that same time, so in March 2021, I think, we actually bought an investment property together. So that was really exciting. And again, a big lesson, I guess, for personally to diversify your income and your investments, like if that's something that you want to do, which I think it's something we all should look to do. You don't need to do it in property, do it in whatever you want to do it in, but look into it. But that was a really big step for us, because Emma had bought her property when, you know, before the business started, and I bought into that with you. And so this was always our goal. Like, well, I didn't really buy into it. I just like helped you pay the mortgage. But this has always been.
Well, you did. We didn't mention that story, but like, you know, we said it was our mortgage, and it was always our mortgage, because I bought it with an ex-boyfriend and, well, with a boyfriend. And then I broke up with him the day we moved in. So it was kind of like, oopsie. And then I wouldn't have been able to afford the mortgage unless someone had lived there with me. And of course, it was like, well, Carla, you'd come on board. We have a business together. Now we can have a property together. And then fast forward to where we're at. We bought another investment property, because obviously we were renting it out in Canberra while we were living on the Gold Coast. And then we realized it was time to sell the other place in Canberra, because it was, you know, that 6-year thing, whatever you call that. And it was time, the 6-year rule where you sell it and you don't get capital gains. Don't take any of this as advice, FYI, like do some more research.
Yeah.
and we had a really great result. We sold that house for way more than we bought it for. So that was really exciting. And that allowed us to then go on and use the profit for me to buy my, you know, the place I'm in now. and then for Carla to put a deposit on a new apartment. So that's really exciting. And I mean, it's a good reminder at this stage, you know, when you do go into business, it can be more difficult to get house loans. So just something to think about if, you know, you're just about to quit. Like, I don't want to like deter you, you know, if you want to dive in, it'll work out, I believe. However, it is something to consider that it can be a little bit more difficult to get house loans.
It just impacts you like having a business impacts every aspect of your life. So
yes,
that is absolutely something to think about. So lots of things happening, I guess, in that part of the journey, and all in the background, us just building on the Merrybody app and keeping on, you know, sharing one new class every week and new meditations and new masterclasses. Challenges. Like it's all been about since 2019, since the membership came about, it's been about creating solid foundation for the Merrybody app. And that has been our big focus. And, you know, back when we began yoga, the app and the membership, there'd always been talk about potentially like maybe one day hosting like a teacher training. But back then it was like, oh, no, we could never do that. Like, that's not possible. And also online training wasn't really a thing either back then. So it did kind of feel impossible, especially certified online training. But fast forward a few years, we then find ourselves in 2022. And we have a little look at, you know, the certifications and how it's all changed, because now online training is very much welcomed and celebrated because, wow, we can do it wherever we want, whenever we want. And we look at everything that's included in a certified online training and we think, this seems like something we could do. And wait a minute. So many members are asking us where to do their yoga teacher training. We wonder, maybe we could create our own yoga teacher training, and wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, and this is why it's so important to stay connected to your clients, customers, members, whatever, you know, is your business, because they can really help direct the next steps, the progression, the natural progression. I mean, we had people asking about it again and again, so it just made sense in the end to create it. And we were really excited about the idea too. We didn't know it was going to be like quite a massive project. We had no idea how massive it was. Again, this is where your naivety kind of is your superpower, because maybe if we did know, maybe we wouldn't have done it. But it was a huge process of like, you know, getting the approval first. And then obviously 200 hours of content is quite a lot of content. Uh-huh. And when you're filming that, wow, like, you know, we were filming like having massive shoot days on a Monday. And I know we've talked about this on many other episodes now, and we've shared about it. I'll just do it in a nutshell though of our week. It was like shoot on a Monday, then the classes come in later that week, edit the classes, send them back to the video team to make the edits, check them all off. Then Carla would be uploading content as well and like writing the things down, and then we'd be planning for the next week. So it was just this ongoing huge thing where it felt kind of like it was never going to end, the creation process. But then once it did end, and then once we launched it, you know, and the content was all there, and it was just like, wow, this is amazing. So what an experience. And we are so pumped to do it all over again, as we've mentioned before. It just has been like this kind of full circle thing where, you know, the yoga teacher training impacted us so much on like a personal level and a business level. And we're so excited to bring this to everyone else, and to with the Merrybody flair, with the Emma and Carla flair, which I believe is pretty special. And it's just really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And then also to be teaching teachers to teach in a way that really embodies self-acceptance, which is, you know, we mentioned that, but we forgot to re-mention it, that Merrybody really became about that, didn't it? Like not just about the movement, but also about the mindset work of self-acceptance, because that really was what shifted us finally away from the diet culture and away from the idea that we needed to look a certain way, weigh a certain amount, and even work out in a certain way. Like all of these ideas that we had just kind of got washed away because of the practice of self-acceptance. And we realize that not all instructors teach this way. Like they don't all teach in a way which promotes self-acceptance. So that was such a big part of not only Merry Buddy, but the teacher training and ensuring that the teachers that come after us teach in a way that encourages self-acceptance and self-celebration and the realization that it's not about what it looks like. It's more about what it feels like and like how amazing that we get to take that message further and wider, not via us, but now via our Merry Buddy certified yoga teacher trainers that are now teaching all over the world, which is just mind-blowing. And so I amazing. Guess this is where we are now at this stage.
Yeah. And I would say, like, you know, it's important to remember that throughout the 10 years, what we did consistently was share. We would share blog posts, articles, social media posts, week to week, day to day. We'd share a newsletter. I think we started our newsletter. Was it a year into our journey?
Yeah, I think so.
So that was another regret. Start at the beginning. But not really, because it was fine. However, like, you know, we've stuck to that newsletter every week, every Friday we share that newsletter. I think we've accidentally missed one newsletter.
Yeah.
In all those years.
We like, even that's pretty shared. Wild. We even shared a newsletter on my wedding day. Like, there's video footage in my wedding video of us writing the newsletter.
Yeah, and, like, and that was because it was a Friday. So funny. That's classic. We should share that video. But yeah, I feel like the best part about the business is that, you know, right now in this moment, I feel more enthusiastic and excited about it than ever, and I feel like that's a really great place to be in, because business can be hard. It can be tiring. It can be deflating. It can be like you feel this sense of doom, and then it can be all the opposite. So like really hold on to the moments when you're feeling the joy and excitement, and when you're feeling the lows, know that they don't last forever. Mm. And this is why mindset work is really important. And we've talked about this again and again in life in general, and especially in business. You need to have a strong mindset and be surrounded by people who help you, motivate you to put your mindset front of mind and to be strong and to believe in yourself. Like, I think this is, you need to believe in yourself and your potentiality.
Absolutely. And you just need to keep going, like step by step. Like that is, you know, failure is when you stop. So just keep going. And it is that idea.
And I'll also add in failure isn't when you stop. It's when you give up, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need to stop.
Yeah. Like,
and
we
like
stopped.
You need to take a break, or you need to pivot. Like, you need to change directions. That's not failure. Failure is literally when you're like, this is doomed. I'm giving up.
Yeah.
And sometimes even, you know, failure isn't even failure because it's not the end, is it? You keep going, even if you decide business isn't for you and I'm going to get a job, that's not even failure. That's like courage. Yeah. So I want to add that too. Oh, gosh.
So
I feel like we do not need a part four, because this is the point where we're at, right?
This is the point where we're at. We've shared it from the beginning, 2012 until nearly the end of 2023, the Merrymaker journey so far, and really how great that we are feeling the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the joy still to this day, because, you know, that's why we do it. Like, that's why we keep going, because it makes us feel like this. And so that really is the biggest lesson. Like, if you have found something that brings you joy and brings you the enthusiasm that you want to do, like, do it. Like, don't wait. Don't think that, like, it's not worth it, or it's, oh, what if it's not successful? Or like, what if this happens? Like, or, well, what if the best happens? Like, look at it like that. And also have a moment to think, like, would you regret it? Are you going to regret it in 10 years, 20 years, looking back, wondering what if? Like, what if I did give myself a chance? Because that was the thing that made us quit our jobs. And I want you to believe that you can do it, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thanks for tuning in. Let us know if you enjoyed this episode and the rest of them as well in this three-part series. And we'll see you soon with a brand new episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.